that time. We're gonna start this thing off. Episode 7. More than sports. We're gonna stick to the way we've been doing it. Sean sitting in to my right.
What it do, people?
We got Chad across the table.
Let's get active.
EJ to my left. Burr. All right. Second round, 2021 NBA playoffs. What that thing Chad be saying?
We ain't here.
No, he say, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Talk about it.
That part, too.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Hey. KD at home, bro.
Why you? We gonna lead off like that.
Hey, we coming in like this.
We coming in hot.
Hey, hey,
God damn.
Hey,
huh?
James Harden. I think he choked.
Man, this ain't the first time.
I don't.
They want to blame on the injury.
I'm just saying, the dude walked out there with one leg, man.
You played 53 minutes on one leg.
Hey, bro. He played 53 minutes, but what was he doing? Dribbling up and passing. He wasn't aggressive. He wasn't attacking the basket. How many free throws did he shoot in this series? This James Harden we talking about.
But last game seven, he shot 7 free throws in the first quarter.
How many did he shoot in this series?
And that's the point. You running on that injury for that extended period of time, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse.
Hey, a shooter shoot, right?
True.
Not hurt, because think about it. This basketball – if we talking about shooting threes, NBA range, right? You're not shooting them without no legs, buddy.
But he shot.
You got to get legs under them shots.
But how many times did he shoot the ball?
He got to shoot. He shot the ball like 13 times. Chill out, man. Y'all done said shoot too many times. Shout out to my boy Ben Simmons. Hey, y'all done said shoot too many times.
Damn.
Hey,
we
gonna
get on him later.
Ben Simmons, he still ain't shooting shit. All
right, my bad. I ain't mean nothing by it.
It ain't Ben's fault.
That boy is zero for zero his fault.
Hey, that's all
right. Goodbye.
They both gone fishing.
Hey, but I'm gonna tell you like this though. KD, he balled his ass off. I ain't gonna lie. He balled his ass off.
Still James Harden. And I told people that fucking coach, they want to pick Steve Nash over Mark Jackson or Lou.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That shit bit him in the ass. All
right, so let me ask you a question. Cause
Kyrie said they really don't need a coach. Yes, you fucking do. And this time, right, yes,
so,
you do.
So let me ask you this.
You can't prove it before you go to your next point. You can't say that because Kyrie was hurt, so you ain't proving no point.
You had two hurt superstars.
But a coach would have made adjustments. He made no adjustments in the last three
games.
That's true.
I get him on that.
But don't say because of what Kyrie said that he said that you don't need a coach. He might be right, because if he was out there, they was going to win.
They might have won one, but I tell you what, injuries are part of the game, right?
It is.
Okay, a coach supposed to adjust to injuries.
Yeah,
he did no adjustments,
bro. We gave you the goal. We said he was in there.
Check this out. He had Jordan on the bench.
Okay. Hey, just tell us you don't like Steve Nash as a coach. Just let us just roll with it.
When Blake got fired out, he put in Jeff Green, abused it, dude. You got a 7-foot dude on the bench.
But
Jordan can't shoot free throws.
But Jeff Green,
I don't care about that.
But Jeff Green been getting Jordan, burned the whole game, though. The whole series, he been getting burned.
He didn't play the series.
But then, too.
I'm talking about Jeff Green. Been getting burned the whole series.
Okay,
but why go to Jordan? Jordan been getting his ass whooped all year.
By MB, but not Greek Freak. Greek Freak just 16.
No.
What?
Listen to me, boy.
Greek Freak.
Look here.
Allegedly.
Boy, DeAndre Jordan is on the bench because he be getting his ass ate up. By 7 footers.
That spread the flow. Mm-hmm. Greek Freak don't spread the flow.
Yeah. He don't got to. He'd have put his ass in the basket too.
No, he would have. But not as easy as doing Jeff Green.
He'd have fouled his ass out
too. Jeff Green ain't sorry, man.
On the defensive end, he was getting his ass bullied up in that paint.
Because it's the size difference.
If it's the same Jeff Green who gave them like 7 or 8 threes the other night,
but he ain't doing nothing last night though, right? He ain't doing nothing game seven.
He been showing really up for him, right?
But he was spreading the flow. I'm talking on the defense end, not on the offense end, JV.
You gotta play both. This ain't football.
The Greek Freak ain't holding Jeff Green on the outside. But
what we're saying is If you put DeAndre Jordan out there,
just to him to hold in the box. I'm talking about just for the box.
So what he gonna do on the other end?
You know what he gonna do? You know what he gonna do?
Because Greek ain't gonna fill up shoot those three. He gonna pull out from the 3-point line and he gonna drive.
And that's the point. He can't. DeAndre Jordan ain't gonna be able to stop him from driving.
Why not?
What? Wait. He can't stay in front of him.
He ain't gotta stay in front of him. He can just stay in the back.
Man, look. Did you watch Brooklyn?
Did you watch Blake? Did you see what Blake Griffin doing out all game?
Time.
Did you see what Blake Griffin doing all game? You more than watch the game. Blake didn't come out past 3-point line. Blake stayed at the free throw line and backed up. He backpacked. Hey. That's how he got on charges. Hey. He got two charges back to back.
He got two charges back to back. How many points did Giannis get?
How he got
him? That's the point. How many did he get?
How did he get him?
How many did he get him?
Last game he had 40.
Okay.
But how did he get him though?
But who was holding
back to the basket?
Who was holding them last game?
Blake.
Okay.
And Jeff Green.
Hold on, let's stop this.
And Jeff Green.
Let's stop
he got
this
most
madness.
Of them on Jeff Green's side.
Stop, right. Stop this madness. Hold on. What did I say about Brooklyn from the beginning? When we started this podcast, we brought up Brooklyn. Did I not tell you from day one that they was weak on the interior? Didn't I say that their problem was in the paint? I said they couldn't protect the rim, right?
Facts. Yeah.
Was DeAndre Jordan not playing at this time?
Yes, he was.
He was their starting center, right?
Yes, facts. Yes, he was.
If they couldn't protect the rim with him as their starting center, why in the fuck in game 7 would I put him in here to guard the paint? He couldn't do it all year.
Preach, brother. But he was goddamn. Look, man. They playing against spreaders on the floor.
Spreaders?
Yes.
Spreaders.
Like, so Harris ain't hit a doggone shot.
I'm talking about on defense end. You gonna leave Greek Freak wide open to shoot that 3-pointer. You can have Andre up on the rim.
Hold on, how tall is Blake Griffin?
Blake Griffin 16.
How tall is DeAndre Jordan?
7 foot.
You a fucking lie. They the same damn height.
No, he's 7 foot.
Pull it up. 16. We can pull it up. He is 16. He is not seven foot.
He is not. I watched him in a dunk contest.
Anthony Davis is taller than DeAndre Jordan. What the fuck are you smoking?
Pull it up.
He ain't no damn 7 foot.
Okay, he's
6'11".
7 foot, 1 inch.
He's
taller than Blake.
Okay.
1 inch.
And he longer than Blake. He got longer arms, too.
Yeah, he got a longer time sitting on the bench.
Longer reach.
Hey, listen. I'm glad you said that. You said Greek gonna just sit back. He ain't gonna shoot no three, huh? But guess what that he had to do? Last year they had to build a wall. Listen,
so you gotta build a wall.
Can't no one person hold no Greek. If you think DeAndre was gonna get out there and shut down Greek, you a doggone fool.
Yeah,
he was gonna.
Blow all you gotta do is foul him.
Oh, just foul him, huh?
He was gonna do the same thing Blake did and sit right back on the bench.
He said foul him. Like he go to the free throw line, he just gonna be missing her. Like he been
48%. You gonna be missing a lot.
Who 48%?
Who you think who think he's shooting free throws?
He ain't no 48%. Nothing.
In the playoffs, in that team he didn't even do the countdown.
The fuck that. If Giannis go to the line. Somebody gonna miss their bedtime. That's all the hell I'm telling you. We gonna cut, go to commercial break. We gonna come back. And you ain't gonna be the Mr. Damn thing. He gonna still be on that first free throw.
He was 5 out of 14 from the free throw line in game 6.
Well, he was in game 7.
I don't know what he shot good last
8 for 14.
That's still under 60%.
Why? Oh, over 60%.
That's still bad
compared to where he was.
So what Ben was from the line?
I don't know.
Fuck Ben.
That's different.
Right, we ain't even on him yet. That's not even diving today.
That's different.
Hold on.
Stay on these nets. Did
Giannis win?
Yeah.
He won, right? So he did what he was supposed to do, right? Talk to me.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So, but you still saying that Steve Nash didn't do what he was supposed to do?
I'm saying Steve Nash didn't make no adjustments.
Okay, so you feel like if they put DeAndre Jordan Brooklyn win this series.
I feel like if he would have just changed the matchup.
Yes, I feel what he's saying. He's saying just try something. As a coach, you gotta try something.
Yeah.
That's what I begin towards when I say Doc Rivers is sorry ass.
Before we get to the Sixers, all right. So you say as a coach, try something, but all year long, boy, they traded the best center on their team,
Jared,
and they kept DeAndre.
They probably had to do that.
So, yeah, he was part of the deal.
Think about it.
We ain't getting traded. But I'm just saying,
let's just be real. I'm not giving up the best center on my team
in order to get James
Man,
Harden.
Look, Steve Nash is not a good coach, bro. He didn't call a timeout. They could have used that timeout.
I feel what you're saying about James Harden, but James Harden don't play in the paint.
You know
James Harden ain't no big. But shut up, Sean. James Harden ain't no big, right?
I agree.
You knew.
So shut up, Sean. Go ahead. So you trade away your best center, and then you sit your starting center on the bench. He don't even play. Yeah. So you ain't got a center, essentially.
But see, this is the thing, though. This is what I was going to get to. If you got everybody healthy, you don't got to worry about that. I promise you, you on an island.
I want to agree with you, but here's the only thing that's stopping me from agreeing with you.
Jay, you got to agree with that.
Hold on. Let me tell you why I ain't got to agree with that. In the regular season, the Bucks whooped on the Nets' ass twice. When they had all three of them there.
That's the regular season.
But that's the same thing. That's back to back. They did it to them twice with all three of them there. So to say that they couldn't do it, that's a stretch to me. I'm not saying it would have happened, but what I'm saying is even with all three of them there, it was still a possibility because it happened twice.
Man, Bucks had better role players.
I'm gonna tell you
they just got star power.
But I'm gonna tell you this, I think
star power.
Brooklyn, that's all they got. Star power. They got no fucking good at role play. Who they were good role player?
Check this out.
All right. So who did that? Who fault is that?
Coaching.
Man, so that's the coaching fault. They ain't got nothing to do with the front office. They ain't got nothing to do with the GM. It's just the coach.
Give me KD. I'll make it happen.
I'm gonna tell you this though.
You still need role players, just like Lakers. They got good role players.
No, they don't.
Last year they won a championship.
That ain't the same team. Don't do that.
I'm just going by last year.
If you want to talk about the role players in the bubble,
the role play they had last year is the Belgian role play they got in Brooklyn.
So why are we talking about that? I'm saying
you can have star power all you want. You still need good role play to win championship.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I think that's where you messed up. I think that's where you messed up at. I think that's where the Nets messed up at.
Who was the role player?
Who's the role player?
Mike Miller. They had Chauncey Bill.
Mario Chalmers. And Norris Cole.
They all knew they fucking role.
They had Udonis.
Good role players.
They had Birdman.
Them niggas
defensive players.
Them niggas weren't just major like that. They weren't no different than the niggas on this.
But this is what I'm saying. This is where the Nets messed up. Mike Miller had 19 for the game. I agree. Now Ray Allen too.
Ray Allen, that's fucking Hall of Famer.
That ain't no role player.
But he was though.
Not really.
He was a role player. He was a seven man.
I understand what you're saying. He was a role player. But when you've been a dog, you ain't a role player.
But I'm just saying, on that team,
but you're still a role player. It don't matter what you used to be. You was a role player.
That boy was a dog.
I don't give a fuck what you used to do.
That boy hit the shot. And he was
a good role player shooting that shot.
Fuck you.
Really? Really,
had about 5 points that game.
Hey, I always try to ride with you, but I'm with Chad on that one.
Man, somebody do a fact check on Ray Allen's last points.
Hey, check this
last
out.
Game.
Check
How
this
many
out.
Points
before,
had
before
that
we start? Before we start talking about that,
no you off topic.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
I'm talking about the role players.
I tell you where the Nets messed up, where they lost the championship at, and this is when they lost the championship. Everybody say you want to have talent. That's the main thing. They didn't need James Harden. He wasn't necessary.
All right, let me ask you this, because if you say that, I'm gonna go back to something I said earlier again.
That's what I'm saying.
You cannot trust Kyrie's health the same way you can't trust James Harden in the playoffs. But check this out.
This is the point. If you don't trade everything you got away to get James Harden, you still got a squad. And that's a squad. That's a round. What you got?
Because you still got guards.
No, KD almost beat them by his damn self.
I almost counted horseshoes and hand grenades.
That's the point. You put a different squad. You put the squad he had out there before. That horseshoe and hand grenade in a whole different way.
But maybe. You got
That's the point. We ain't talking about healthy Kyrie. Kyrie got hurt. We talking about what the role players they had before the trade.
But EJ, you got to think about it.
We talking about role players they had before the trade.
With Jared Allen?
Yeah.
What game Kyrie got hurt in? Game 4?
With Jared Allen?
Uh-huh. Was it game four?
So you saying it's a foregone conclusion without Kyrie?
It was game four.
So we saying without Kyrie, if they had Jared Allen, it's a foregone conclusion.
But hold on,
I give you a different ball game. What I'm saying is, I cannot sit here and guarantee that.
Nah, it ain't no guarantee. But you can't. But you can't sit here and tell me that it won't be a different series.
If they got fucking Jared Allen,
I'm gonna tell you just like this. You're gonna see a whole lot of defense out there for one. That thing gonna be ranking because he is a defensive player and he's gonna protect that basket.
And but, man, this series would probably win 4-2.
But hold on now.
Another thing is too, if you shorten the series, you might also make it short to a point where
like they ain't had Kyrie game three though and game four.
Hold up,
Brooklyn. He got hurt at the end.
And what?
Game four. And he was up 2-0, man. KD was up 2-0.
Yeah, he was up 2-0.
Right, you got to bring that home. Up 2-0?
When they lost
the next two. And tied it.
But when did Curry get hurt?
At the end of game four.
What was the score when he got hurt?
It was a four-point game.
I think it was about 4, wasn't it?
It was a four-point game.
Yeah.
Bucks was winning by 4.
You got to bring that thing home. Then Harden came back the game after that.
They trainers need to be fired too, because you don't rush James Harden back. James Harden wasn't ready to go. You can see it.
James Harden didn't do no step backs.
James Harden didn't attack the basket. He didn't get to the free throw line.
I mean,
outside of them 7 free throws.
I agree. But
that's his fat ass came back out of shape. He should have came to the team in shape. His ass came look like Humpty Dumpty.
Okay, listen.
Is he talking about the beginning of the season?
That's right.
I think so.
That's right.
How the fuck are we talking about the beginning of the season seven games later?
Because he's trying to say the reason he got hurt is because he tried to force his way out of Houston.
He never came in healthy.
Hold on. Just listen to me.
Gotta come in healthy, baby.
Just listen to me. Hold on. Just listen.
All that playing in, trying to play in, get shaped. That ain't gonna work anymore. You gotta come in ready. Like Shaq said, you stay ready.
There's no way to come.
I'm finna hand this thing to Chad.
I'm finna hand this thing to Chad, bro. But the only way to get in basketball shape is playing basketball. There's no other way to do it. There's no other way to get in game shape.
But this is what I'm saying. Look,
that bullshit.
God damn.
Kobe Bryant.
Fuck.
If you want to look at the GOAT, go look at Kobe Bryant, what he was doing.
Man, I cut your fucking mic off. Say something else.
You Chad Mike.
No.
Just listen to me. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, I agree with what X saying as far as the in shape thing. He gotta come ready for the season. He gotta come ready. Even he set his fat ass out and he wanted to eat burgers all day and go out and party all day.
But Chad,
wanna be the star of life.
But Chad, let me just add something to what you're saying.
Go ahead.
He did that. Mm-hmm. Because he wanted to get traded.
Mm-hmm.
That's why his ass did that.
I agree.
Fat ass, he gonna get hurt. That's all I wanted to say. Go ahead.
Hey, what kind of numbers was Fat James Harden?
Oh, he was balling his ass off.
Oh,
no.
But that's not the problem.
The problem is when your fat ass is doing that for 72 games straight, it don't work like that. Especially if you ain't taking care of yourself during them 72 games. Hurt. Yeah, it don't work like that.
Yeah.
It'll come back and bite you in the ass.
And it bit him right there.
He might have did that to get traded, but it didn't help him out then.
That's why he got hurt.
What?
It probably played a part.
Yeah, it probably played a factor in it.
It did.
I don't know. Cause to me, he was in game shape before the playoffs.
It's not that because you forget.
Before he got injured, to me, you he forget, was in game
hold
shape.
Hold on. I'm not saying that he wasn't ready. What I'm saying is, he in the playoffs, he playing hurt. That's what I was going to say. He got out there like a man to help his teammate out.
Facts.
But did he do more harm than good?
Nah, he did more damage, if you ask me.
Nah, he helped.
Because
he ain't do shit in the game.
That game they won.
Go ahead.
That game he won, how many points he had?
Well, I don't know. What, 9? 15. 2?
It wasn't a lot. No, he had two points.
What game he had 22?
No, he had two points.
That's the game he lost.
Oh, okay. Well,
who had 22?
But see, I'm saying,
James Harden?
22?
Listen. So I got a James Harden who can't attack. I got a James Harden who can't shoot the three. and the step back is his bread and butter.
And I got Joe. To the line. I got Joe Harris who can't hit a wide open shot.
But listen to what I'm saying. Since we talking about role players and whatnot, is James Harden out here on one leg really giving me that much more of a boost than somebody else getting them shots?
So who you gonna put in?
Man, listen. I'm just saying.
Yeah, who you gonna
do? Somebody else not take these shots?
Who gonna take them?
The one you wanted to take him, he wasn't making them.
You better get Green some more shots here.
Look, yo, that night was a lucky night.
Man, really?
He do that often? Come on, he do that often?
I ain't saying that he do it often.
Let's be real.
But if you get him high like that, you might want to try.
Hold on, I'm not knocking that he can hit some shots, but hitting like how he hit that night.
Yeah, I'm just saying. All right, but what I'm saying is, with more opportunities, we don't know.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
He should have had, because me and my partner was talking about that the other day. Like, how Jeff Green take this many shots this game, and then game seven come, this man don't attempt.
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Like, he didn't have 22.
Ain't nobody talking about
we left that shit 7 minutes ago.
Oh, my bad.
All
right. He had 5 points.
Shut your stanky mouth.
So what you're saying is you approving my point for me, that the shit liable to do more harm than good.
Like I said, he did more damage.
Did he have a game where he scored 22?
No, he had 16 and he had last game.
I thought he scored 22.
Yeah, 16 points in game 6 and he had,
I don't know nothing about
11 points last night.
Maybe you talking about shot at 10. I don't fucking know.
It may have been shot
at 10. Katie out there by herself.
Maybe. Hey, man. It don't matter.
He was 1 out of 10 when he came back.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you just like this.
5 out of 9 the next game.
I'm
gonna tell you. 16 points.
Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you just like this. I got all type of respect for KD. He went out like a champ. It's all good. You ain't had your whole team with you. Ain't no excuses. They get the same excuse to LeBron.
Right.
I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. It's the same thing. Fuck you.
All right. So since we talking about that.
Oh, shit.
Now that the Nets are eliminated.
22 last night.
I thought he had 22. I thought he did.
5 out of 23.
Hey, we off of that.
Fuck you. 2 out of 17 threes. God dang,
shot
a lot of threes.
Pulling that.
And he's talking about he ain't had no fucking legs.
How many of them did he make?
But he was shooting that motherfucker, though. He ain't got no legs.
Throwing the ball at the basket.
God
damn. Man, shut the fuck up.
Hold on. You don't know people that just shoot the ball without jumping. Oh, listen. You don't know people that just shoot the ball without jumping.
Ben Simmons.
My bad, dog.
I'm sorry. I ain't mean nothing bad.
I don't know if he shoot the ball.
That's his point.
But you got to have some lip to shoot that 3-pointer in the NBA. That shit 23 feet.
You just slow.
How many of them did he connect on?
He connected on all of them, but he only made 2.
No,
he did what?
Come on, how many he made?
That's what Paul
me. He was hitting the rim.
All right, don't worry about me.
Matter of fact, he should have only made 1. That other one was lucky. He banked that bitch.
Talking about no shit. Should have, could have, would have, shit.
Banked
how
that
many
bitch
he connected
in?
On?
2.
I did.
Out of 17.
Man, if you ain't, so you, if you, so, if you heard so that bad, good, why you shooting
so
that?
That's
many?
A good percentage to you.
Why are you shooting that many?
So is that a good percentage?
I'm agreeing with you. Did more damage. I'm talking about D2.
Who else gonna shoot the ball? Joe Harris.
Goddamn Green. Probably one of y'all like.
Who you like him? I was just saying he should have gotten the game. He should have shot the ball.
Hey, Joe Harris, he the one that disappeared too. If I forgot about him,
I know.
Yeah,
fuck him. Damn, hold on, man.
Pressure bust.
You want a three point shooter?
But pressure also make diamonds.
He won the NBA in 3-point per shooter.
I mean, 3-point per diamond.
And he won a 3-point shooter contest too.
Not this year.
No, last year, right?
Yeah, I think it was last year.
He won it last year.
Big carry.
Hey,
yeah, he won it last year.
Hey,
we still won it.
We gonna head on to the next subject.
Yeah, but back to what I was gonna say.
I'm going back, Cali. I'm going.
So you picking the Clippers?
All right. We're gonna get to that.
So now that the Nets are eliminated, who coming out the East?
Big Bucks, Big Giannis.
I'm gonna roll with the Bucks. All right. I'm rolling the book.
Smart, you rolled the book.
Oh, all right.
But I ain't rolling with the book. Don't roll with
Hey, hold on. Time out. Time out. Wait. Hey, this motherfucker, hold on. you trying to set that up. You trying to set it up. Yeah, you chose the Bucks. You motherfucker, you. You chose the Bucks. Yeah, you did. You chose them. You ain't got to be sliding into the end like that, though. You ain't got to do it like that, though.
I'm just asking.
Him and Charles Barkley chose the Bucks.
I'm just asking.
Man, fuck Charles Barkley.
Everybody
in the NBA getting Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley, Hall of Fame. He's a dog. Yeah. But fuck Charles Barkley. Look here. Let me tell you something.
Goddamn.
Right. I'm a grown ass man. Look here. Let me tell you something. Bucks gonna win that thing.
They not gonna win.
And the reason why who gonna win?
Phoenix.
What?
Hey, hold on.
It's gonna be a good series, though.
Hey, hold up.
Nah,
I want to see game two.
I got
Bucks
and seven. I got money on Phoenix.
I want to see game two.
Kawhi ain't coming back. He got a sprained knee.
Yeah, think about Chris Paul fit.
Chris Paul ain't came back. Oh, he be back.
He come back next game, don't he?
Yeah, I think next game.
He said 10 days. So whenever 10 days over with.
Well, that might be. That might be game three.
Hopefully, he ain't doing no more dumb shit.
Because
that shit was stupid. Hey, if it was me, I'd have slapped the shit out of Chris Paul. Don't you run your ass out there in no goddamn crowd. Man, we ain't won no championship.
Yeah, he did it with his mama and dad. What is dad?
Hold on. If we want to really account for shit, let's account for shit. Let's call the big dog in the house. LeBron did some shit. They ain't account him for shit. Hey, the bitch play.
Hey, we'll talk to E.
Hey, check this out. But then LeBron had COVID.
Nah,
I ain't trying to hit it. He still.
Nah, he broke protocol.
He broke protocol.
But Chris Paul tested positive.
That's the point. They would have let Chris Paul slide too.
If he wouldn't have tested positive,
they would have let him slide. You know why?
He ain't test positive.
You know they would have let him slide.
The
Western Conference Finals, man.
Hey, show us that he just broke protocol. Boy,
that's why they gave him 10 days.
Hey, man, look here.
Now you been a fan.
Then the Schroeder broke protocol more than anybody I know this season. That boy stayed on the bench for COVID regulations.
They gave him 10 days.
He was held to safety.
Yeah, they gave him 10 days.
Tell me this.
Is Dennis Schroeder anywhere near Chris Paul?
But CP3,
is he anywhere near Chris Paul?
Is Chris Paul anywhere near LeBron?
What's the next question? Let's roll with this. They're going to run into good. Hey, get your head ass about it, man.
Ain't he the president of the NBPA?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
He should have some pull, don't he?
When you're the president, you represent everybody else. He ain't had no representation. Yeah, he had nobody coming to do the job.
You fucked up, son.
Who the vice president?
You can't be out here self-representing.
Hey, that's why I fuck with you, boy.
Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Andre Iguodala, vice president. Man, you should call Andre.
This is the NBA protocols.
If you ain't LeBron James, fuck you.
Hey man, what's the next? Let's roll on. We gotta go to the next game. Come on now, man.
We're going to the next thing.
Y'all
better be glad we just talking about sports today because it's a murder trial going on and boy representing himself and I'd have dove into that thing.
Man, he's gonna get
47 life sentences. Boy, day one, the judge looked at him and been like, every time you open your mouth, I'm gonna tackle on another 100 years. Damn.
I would have gave him 44 years for that fucking suit and tie he had on. That big ass
boy,
suit.
Boy, fuck the suit and tie.
That be like, he back in the 90s
again. I just don't know what jail he in. They let this boy hair be like this. Mm-hmm. We all off topic. Since Chad came,
since we going from series to series, can we keep talking about what I want to talk about now? I want to talk about...
I'm finna say Chad wanted to talk about Doc Rivers and the motherfucking Sixers.
Ben Simmons, boy, that boy shooting it from the parking lot. That's my dog.
What he shoot? His shot at a fan in the parking lot.
Yeah, dog, man.
Cause he ain't pulling up.
That nigga shooting blanks.
Hey, bro.
In order to shoot a blank, you gotta pull the trigger. That boy ain't shooting shit.
I agree. Cause I know what X finna say. I know what Chad finna say. They both finna say, hey man, it's Doc Rivers' fault. I agree. It is Doc Rivers' fault.
It's Doc's fault that Ben ain't pull up.
But check this out. Ben Simmons is what? He's a two-time All-Star, huh?
Yeah.
Rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Hold up. what else?
Number one overall pick.
Number one overall pick.
Yeah.
And he was like first team defense two or three times, something like that.
All
yeah.
right.
Okay.
You say a two-time All-Star?
Yeah. Is he a two? Yeah. Is it two or one time?
It's two.
Two?
No, he two.
He two.
You two time?
He there this year.
Check this out.
He a three-time All-Star.
Oh, he's oh, okay. Oh, my bad. He's a three-time.
Three.
My bad.
Three of them things.
Two-time defense.
Three of them things.
Three. Two-time defense.
Okay. Oh, okay. He all that. How many times did he shoot?
He was on the All NBA team too.
Ooh.
Right.
Okay.
Cool. Go ahead.
How many times did he shoot in the fourth quarter of the last three games?
I say was
zero.
Westbrook number?
Huh?
Was Westbrook number?
Four.
I think it's
four.
I think
was Westbrook old number?
Zero.
Double zero.
Okay, we're gonna roll
big
with
zeros.
That. We're gonna roll with that.
But you knew what I was saying.
Zilch.
Okay. Hey. Man. I got all respect for Ben Simmons game. But if you can't shoot, you can't be on the floor.
Man, fuck what you talking about.
You can't be on the floor.
No. Let
coaching.
Fuck what you talking about. Shut up, Sean. Let me put this thing in a little bit more perspective. When the game is on the line, if your ass got little Trae Young dropping in that paint and you 6'10" and you don't punch that hoe on Trae Young, something is wrong.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm just saying. Was that not in the fourth quarter? You pass open a wide open because little Trae Young down there on Ben Simmons driving to that paint. That's a wide open dunk.
He was scared for his life.
You can see it.
He bailed him out. That's possibly and one. That he got a foul.
He was scared.
You can see
it because he threw. You saw how he passed the ball to Thibault. It was like, man, I don't want this.
I got a question for you.
I don't want it.
Hey, bitch.
I don't want it.
Was he scared because of the bright lights, or was he scared because he can't shoot?
Man, what does shooting have to do with Duncan?
He thought he was gonna get fouled.
He thought he can't finish over Trae Young.
No, he wasn't Trae Young. He said he thought the old boy was gonna grab him from the back.
Who was at the real?
At the post game.
Who was at the real?
I can get you on that. You know why?
Who was at the
real? He afraid to shoot the free throw.
He's scared to shoot free throws. He said he thought he was going to get fired.
Listen, to hell with them excuses. When you see a point guard in the paint, what's Trae Young? 6'2"? 6'3"? At the most?
Like 5'11"? 6'8", man.
They say he's 6'0". He about 5'9".
So again, he's small.
He's a foot shorter.
6 foot. With high heels on. All
right. Right.
So when you got little Trae Young at the high rim heels. And you 6'10", you mean to tell me this ain't a favorable matchup for you? Your eyes supposed to get big. You supposed to be licking your motherfucking chops. I'm finna put this little motherfucker in the basket.
Okay, JV. I'm glad you said that.
Put that little motherfucker on a pedestal.
Okay, JV. I'm glad you said all that. If you seeing all that, what do you think the coach should be seeing?
Hey, X.
The coach can't shoot for you, so this is a video game. Okay. So Doc Rivers got a joystick controlling motherfucking Ben Simmons right now.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. He can't fucking shoot, but guess what? He can sub your bitch ass out. Get on the bench. Put it.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you just like this. I'm the coach. What? Listen, I can pay millions just like you. I've been here before, son. I played. Nah,
them players making way more than these coaches.
Yeah,
but way. What you mean some of them?
Some of them.
Hold on.
Boy,
don't. We offer that. Hold up.
Dwight Howard making $1.2 million this year. All
right, shut up.
Doc making $8 million.
You're right. We're going to get to that. Listen, we're talking about that's different.
Shut up.
Listen, what I'm saying is, this is what I'm saying. Doc got to see that. When I say Doc got to see that as a coach, you are the coach. You got the right to sub a player for another player. I don't care how much this player then got paid. If he ain't producing for you because you're a coach,
get your bitch ass up out of here.
Right. It's going to cost you your job. Right. Right or wrong?
You're right.
They're not going to fire that player.
Hold on. I'm glad you said that, though. But let me ask you this question. Because when you are a, I'm not going to say the face of the franchise, but when you are a co-face of the franchise, what is upper management saying? Because at the end of the day, upper management gonna override that coach. Upper management might have just said Ben gonna play.
Hey, I can guarantee you this. They talking about Trey Netboy.
They might be at this point. The motherfucker didn't do what?
Ain't no mic.
I'm like this though, baby. If you see that shit if he do that shit three games in a row, if you a coach, why not just make the adjustment?
I agree. I hear what y'all saying, but again, I'm gonna say
you're gonna call yourself the series if you don't make the adjustments.
How can you be a professional basketball player and not just I'm a player that's on the bench. I mean, you are elite.
Shaq
supposedly
said,
you are elite.
What did you say? Are elite. Shaq said
no. Shaq said at the end of, at the end of the game, he said after the series was over, he said,
"Man, shut the fuck up."
No. He said,
"Shaq said."
No, I'm fair to what Shaq said. It makes sense.
I'd rather you said right. Chuck
Shaq,
said.
Shaq said what? at the end of the series, me him fighting.
No, he didn't. He said if I was in their locker room, I'd have knocked his ass out.
That's the same goddamn
said.
Thing.
That's not ain't the that same fighting? Thing. No.
What the
see, a fight includes two motherfuckers well, passing niggas
somebody,
back and forth.
Somebody getting knocked out.
Man, I'm gonna tell you like this.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I understand what y'all saying with the coaching. I agree. But I guess it's got to be mental with the boy because. If you that type, if you that high up and you number one pick and you all this other stuff, like all-stars and all that type of stuff, and he got the greenest light. Like they don't care if he miss. They don't care. They just like put the ball up.
But I just said it a few seconds ago. Pressure. Hey. It do two things. It busts pipes and it makes guys.
But where's the pressure, Jay? When they don't care if you make shots. They don't care
what
if you
mean,
make
where's
them.
The pressure? E.
No, hey, I'm not talking about the fourth quarter. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about period. At the beginning of this series,
under the bright lights.
At the beginning of this series, it ain't no pressure. At the beginning of the series, you and it
zero,
you got
you
games,
come out,
zero,
you come out get hit in your mouth is some pressure.
But it's still zero. You go 1-0. You ain't going
though.
Home.
They was up 1-0.
And then what make it worse is you up 1-0. You ain't got you go out there and shoot. That's what they want you to do. They don't give a damn about nothing else.
You're right. And you say go out there and shoot.
Shoot the ball.
But hold on. One thing about it.
He had 2 points in game 5.
Damn, why you keep interrupting me?
I'm sorry.
I'm about tired of that.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to clear this up right now on the doggone podcast.
Hey, he had 5 points.
Shut the fuck up. If you interrupt me one more time, man, you're going to be out like Shaq. I'm going to knock your ass out.
I'm just going to be eating my soul.
Damn, you said you're gonna need Smith, so you agreeing that you're gonna knock yourself out?
Gonna be eating something. Hey, that's what I'm saying is now you say he gotta shoot that thing, right?
Man, he got to, though.
He gotta shoot that thing. Now, listen, you say he gotta shoot that thing, but in order for him to shoot that thing, he gotta get better at shooting that thing, right? But at the same time,
Too soon, my boy.
Go ahead, Jay.
What I'm saying is
you're trying to make me have a face to face with Larry.
Oh, Lord. I got to be loud.
Hey, all right.
This is what
go.
I'm saying.
Let's go.
What I'm saying let's is go. If I you say he should shoot the ball, but in order to shoot that ball and you want him to shoot it consistently and at a high rate, right? Or whatever it is, at least some type of makes. In order to get that, you got to work on your game. If he ain't working on his game, then it ain't. Of course, it's not the coach's fault. But this is why I get it. Doc Rivers, it. You see, this man is not producing any type of offense for you at all, really. Mm-hmm. Basically, so if he ain't producing any type, take this game right now. Either you gonna tell him, son, I need you to shoot the ball, and who says he didn't tell him this?
Yeah,
but this is my thing. If he ain't gonna do it, you still see he ain't doing it that second game. I'm with X. Change it up. Yeah. Change it up.
But
I ain't saying take him out the starter role, but give somebody else some minutes, bro.
And I agree. Like I said, I agree with what you're saying. But it comes back to the same thing I'm saying though. You can change it up, but you know what he gotta do?
Work on his game.
He still gotta shoot. Oh,
but look, if you ain't working on your game in the offseason, what the fuck you doing in the offseason?
That's the point. It ain't even, and that's what I'm saying. It ain't even about him making the shots.
Sitting on his ass.
It ain't about you gotta be a threat. He is not a threat
at all.
He don't make the defense mistake.
He don't make the
he a hell of a defense player though.
He started ripping
a little tray up at the end.
Yeah,
this ain't the 90s.
See, now we finna have to rip your ass up in the beginning.
This ain't the 90s. He can't be like Dennis. He can't be like Dennis Rodman. I'm just gonna rebound and play defense. This ain't the 90s.
He was trying.
But again, how much of this is on the front office? I mean, we could say
all of it.
We could say all of it. We could put Doc Rivers in the hot seat at the end of the day.
Nah, you're right.
At the end of the day, I put this on Ben's shoulders. We could put Doc in the hot seat and say what he should have, could have, would have did. But who's to
trust
say,
the process?
Who's to say that their front office ain't got the last say so? Hey, who's to say he didn't right. be like, hey, I'm finna pull him? And they were like, no, the fuck you ain't.
Yeah, listen here. I'm gonna tell you, let me say this because I need everybody to be listening. Don't say a doggone thing. Man, fuck that process.
Yeah, boy. But check this out.
The fuck they got to do with what I
agree. Got a lot to do with Doc Rivers.
I agree with ass. I agree with fuck the process.
Yeah, fuck the process. Fuck get Ben Simmons up out of there. That's what I should say. Get Ben up out of there and find something else.
Now that I thought about it, you could have said Ben ass down and Ben didn't want to take them goddamn shots. Put your fucking son in law. We in there and run the motherfucking office.
He was in. He was in.
Yep.
He was already in.
Yep.
But they could have put in somebody else besides his son.
But I'm just saying, let him run the one. But I'm just saying, let him run the one.
Who they back up on?
Go ahead, let him run the one.
Nah, don't let him run. Let Maxie run the one.
I think it was
Max.
Was Middleton out there? Was Shake Middleton out there?
No, it was just him. MB, Harris. You got Harris, you got Ben, Curry. No, he went out there.
Hey, man, like, it's to me, we blaming Ben, and we blaming Doc, and they deserve the blame. But the front, like Jay said, I think front office deserve a lot of blame, too, because they tied themselves to Ben to the point where it's like it's gonna be impossible for them to do anything.
They just gave him the contract.
They gave him
no, it's not. It you know what?
Nah,
I hate to say this.
You know why I say why it's impossible?
Traded for Westbrook.
Nah, because he didn't prove it. Ain't nobody gonna.
They got the same contract. Westbrook shoot that bitch.
But ain't nobody gonna want
him. He'll shoot your ass out the game too.
He gonna shoot. That's the point.
He's gonna make it. That's what you looking for? Somebody to shoot the ball.
Shut up. But who gonna take the trade? Ain't nobody gonna want him. He just showed the whole league he is damaged good.
Hey.
Somebody gonna get him for a discount. Hell of a discount.
I hate to say this.
OKC might get
I hate to say this, but I
Thunder?
I gotta agree with something that old what's the face said. I don't even want to say his name, but old what's the face said earlier in the year when he said the Sixers can't win with both Ben Simmons and Joel.
Everybody been saying that though, Jay.
But I'm just saying, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm talking about Stephen A. motherfucking A.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, they said the same. He said the same thing about Damon and CJ.
But you say the front office
deserves, and they keep going home in what round?
First.
He said the front office deserve all. Now, if we don't agree on nothing, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why they deserve all the blame, because they got Ben over there and you hired Doc Rivers.
And you hire Doc Rivers, you give Ben a big contract.
Hey.
Then dude that you bring in that's supposed to be the shooter, Harris, you sign him to a big ass contract and his ass disappear when you need him.
Who, Tobias? Yes. But Tobias showed up when Ben didn't.
Okay. Well, not game 6.
He showed up when he's but game 6.
And they blew that fucking lead. He only had 5 points.
That's what I'm saying. All
right. So
what are you doing?
Hey. All right, let's do this then. So what y'all saying is the Sixers should have sold out. You said the Sixers should have sold out and went out the Harden?
Yeah. They should have pulled the trigger when they had a chance.
They could have.
They should have pulled the trigger when they had the chance.
Because they probably could have got him if they'd have put Ben in that package.
That's a steal because, like I said, now he is damaged goods. Somebody going to get something. Somebody going to get him at a – it's gonna be a steal. It's gonna be a steal.
I just think
it's gonna be a steal
in his career. He probably gonna be better served as a point guard and a third scoring option. Right now,
that's what he is now.
He's not the third option. He like the second option on that team.
Harris is the second option on that team.
Facts.
We looking at this from a performance standpoint. I'm looking at this from a front office standpoint.
Ben Simmons is their number two.
But I mean, look at Harris' contract. Go look at Harris' contract.
It ain't bigger than Ben. Ben just signed for 140. Harris just got like what 110 for like 4 years.
He got a lot. But what I'm
saying, they gave Ben Simmons the max. He made an All Star.
What I'm saying is right now behind Joel, it's the Ben Simmons show behind Joel.
They gave what Ben show? Simmons the one
he got
no show.
Tobias got 5 years. Yeah. 180 million was it?
Yeah, he got 5 years.
180 million.
Yeah, Ben only got 4 year deal. His shit, his stuff bigger. If you look at if you don't count that 5 year,
Ben Simmons got 5 years, 170. They paid the buys more.
Oh.
So who's number two? I told you who number two is.
But again, we're not talking about from a paid standpoint. We're talking about
he just switched it up.
He did.
He just got a good agent.
He switched it to the money, but that ain't what we talking about.
But if you go by performance
who said it better than you?
Westbrook.
Behind Joel, who got the greenest light on the team?
He got the greenest light because they want him to shoot.
Listen.
So he's the what? He's the second option.
We know one thing. We know Ben ain't worth a fucking off. We know everybody in the world know this.
Man.
But this is what everybody in the world failed to realize.
The boy skate.
It's Doc Rivers' fault.
Coaching. Like I've been saying.
Look, he blew a lead with the Clippers. It's the boy, same thing.
You sound like Paul George right now.
Paul George in the third round of the playoffs.
Say, bro. I don't care.
The pandemic P blamed it on Doc too.
Right now, he looking like playoff P.
That boy shot the ball 4 times in game 7.
I told you.
He shot the ball 6 times in game 6.
Ben.
And he shot the ball 4 times in game 5. Now, you want to tell me?
He shot it 16 times in game 7.
No, he didn't.
Who?
Not Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
He did. 2 for 16.
No.
2 for 6.
He was 2 for 6. He didn't shoot the ball at all at the second half.
Say, bro.
He went 33.42 seconds without shooting the ball.
Hey, man.
That's a long fucking time without going to shoot, without shooting, though. Right. 33 minutes.
Especially for your number two.
You expect for Embiid to win with that?
Embiid, I
feel your pain. Hey, look here. You can always come over to the
ball. Hey, that's coaching, too, dog. If the coach see you ain't shooting the ball, you ain't being aggressive, man, get your bitch ass out the goddamn
and
game.
And then, check this out. Your boy Tobias shot the ball 24 times in game 7.
He was like what?
20 times in game 6.
He a better shooter.
He was 5 out of 24.
Facts. And a better score.
He was bumming too. Left Joe Embiid out there. Embiid was out there by himself.
He was bumming, but guess what?
He was dropping bombs.
Thank you, Jay. He was dropping bombs.
You gotta realize that I forgot they didn't even have Green though.
Who?
Green, Danny Green,
what? The same person that stopped starting in the
and why the fuck? I'm gonna say again, it is coaching. It's coaching.
Okay, go ahead.
He went even trying to play Dwight. And you see what Dwight did last year in the bubble.
So you gonna sit Joel down and play Dwight?
I'll play both of them motherfuckers.
Play both of them.
I play both of them and kill them.
AD and Dwight was playing last year.
Damn right, play both of them. Come
on, so you moving Joel to the 4?
Talk to him, X. Hey, boy. I'm moving to the 4 or the 5. It don't matter.
High five, boy.
Hey. Them switch.
So you moving Joel to the 4?
Ain't played Dwight. And you see how he played him.
Hey.
He played good last year in the bubble.
He gonna kill like that.
Him and Rondo?
Shoot the 3?
Hey, I agree.
He didn't play the white none that series
again.
White got like what 10 minutes through the whole series.
Y'all trying to put this shit all on Ben, even though he ain't working for
him. Hold on, let me
say what I need to say. It's on Doc.
It's on fucking Doc, man.
Hey, I told y'all I ain't putting it all on Ben. But if y'all think I'm not finna say Ben ain't shit and this ain't some of his fault,
ain't shit.
I agree with you.
If this ain't some of his fault, y'all lost your goddamn mind.
This is a lot of his fault. I'm placing blame 50-50.
That's what I said.
50 on Ben?
Yeah.
The other 50
on Doc.
Goddamn front office.
And ain't on no front office.
You
on goddamn
lie. It's man, on that front
you know
office.
What? Hey, you know
what? Listening to right
you know
now?
What? I got
what you
this.
Mean what I'm listening to?
He didn't even play Dwight Howard.
I got it.
The same person played in the finals for the Lakers. They front office
could have traded Ben ass for the trade deadline. They could have got something for him.
I tell you what the
split
should be.
They didn't make no moves.
I tell you what the split should be. It should be 40 front office,
uh-huh.
30 Ben,
uh-huh.
30 Doc.
30 my damn ass. 40 Doc, 30 Ben.
Hold up. You ain't finna let the front office get over no goddamn 30 when they the one that talking about trust the process. Hell no.
They saying that for right now. That's for the public. I guarantee they probably gonna get rid of Ben ass. I'm gonna let you know right now.
I'd have been let him go. I'd have pulled it. When they said, hey, we'll get y'all. When they said James Harden, I'd have been like, Ben, get your shit.
Can't trade for him, so.
And don't come back.
Hey, listen. I'm gonna tell you just like this.
Basketball players don't really got no whole lot of guaranteed money. Cut them. Cut your losses.
What do you mean they ain't got a whole lot of guarantees?
They got guarantees.
All that shit guaranteed.
All that shit guaranteed.
All it, like fully guaranteed?
Fully guaranteed.
It's not
except,
the NFL.
Except less than two-way. They got two-way contracts. Hey, 10-day dudes.
I'm going to tell you even better. You would rather go to the NBA than the NFL. I'm going to tell you like this. They control their destiny.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
The NFL don't.
They don't got
if you were starting the NBA,
you control your destiny.
You the shit.
No guarantee.
If you start in the NBA, you
if you're a big name like LeBron and Kevin Durant and Kyrie,
you can force your way out of the situation.
Yeah.
Look at James Harden.
I believe.
Look at James Harden.
Well,
yeah. James Harden came in this year and said, hey, so, I don't want to be here.
More so than the NFL, but I believe Aaron Rodgers could force his way out.
Nah,
it's the end of his career.
Nah, yeah.
if this was Aaron Rodgers back when he was
2010,
when he was 30 or 29,
how old Aaron Rodgers
he got
is?
All the control in the world.
How old Aaron Rodgers is?
I think 37.
He's 36.
I'm turning
37. Yeah, he is that old. He's
a couple
months
older than me.
That's only 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, yo.
Why you got gray hair? But that's another story.
Wisdom. Never mind.
All right. Since we didn't,
almost
since
got we, all the way out of here.
Since we went to town on Ben Simmons and Doc.
Man, Doc. Before we leave this up, man.
Fuck that. You want to know why I got a real problem with the motherfucking front office and motherfucking Philly?
Don't you bring up Iverson.
Don't you bring up Iverson. They fucked over Iverson too.
I knew he was going to do it. I was waiting the whole time.
They got another AI when AI left.
Okay, now we're going to the West. We're going to the West.
You can't talk no more.
We're going to the West.
Man.
Your ass on punishment.
What?
I can't hear you.
You was finna say Iguodala, wasn't you? Nah.
Hold on. Don't ever acknowledge that again.
That's disrespectful.
Hey, y'all hear something?
No.
Oh, all right. That's how I feel about that. Don't you never be disrespectful like that no more.
Nah, you can't borrow this microphone saying dumb shit like this.
Hey, on that note, let's take it to the West.
That's
man.
Just like, hold on. This is like somebody told me that Robert Horry is top 10
pop-up.
Hold on, what?
He said what?
Hold on, it gets worse.
Top clutches?
Hold on, no. Top 10 all-time power forwards. All time. Not clutch, not nothing. All time and everything.
Okay, I would agree with him if he said winning, like far as winning.
It gets worse.
If he come out winning, he might be number one.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't remember who else he said. He said some old dumbass shit.
But he ain't the fucking best. He probably not the 100 best.
He might be in the 50s.
Nah, he ain't in the 50s.
Damn, not in the 50s?
No, he's not even in the
50s. He can't be in the 50s off the championships? Mm-hmm.
He do got 7.
That's just a lucky shot.
Nah, he done made big shots.
Hold on, he done made big shots. That's what I'm not going to big shot Rob.
No, he done made big shots.
I'm not going to let you do that. That ain't lucky.
Come on, bro.
Man, just because you make a clutch shot don't mean you good.
Bro, he got you. He got you championship.
The ball just accidentally rolled in his hand on that game.
When you do it more than two times,
trust his ass.
Hey,
why not?
We down the rabbit hole.
That was his first time hitting a clutch shot.
We got to reel that shit in.
Oh.
Yeah, we. I don't even know what the fuck he talking about.
Y'all brought that shit up. I'm going to answer the question.
Okay, go ahead.
He did.
All right.
Top 10, boy.
So now that we done got these sixes out the way.
Mm-hmm. We headed to the West.
Phoenix.
And Doc Rivers.
Phoenix, dog. Ain't going to win that thing.
We headed to the West.
That Paul George and Devin Booker matchup last night. That shit was crucial. That was a bad matchup, boy. That remind me of T-Mac and Kobe going in.
But who won it? Who won that matchup?
Oh, God.
Kobe won that one.
Oh, bitch, God. I didn't ask you nothing about what? Kobe. Kobe ain't play last night.
I'm saying Booker.
Unless he was playing Jesus.
Booker is not Kobe. Stop doing it.
No, I'm just saying. I said remind me. But
y'all got to stop this,
Sam.
That's his protege. All
right. Oh, okay. Didn't nobody hear, so we just going to let that pass over.
Yeah, I heard him. I ain't want to say nothing.
We just going to let that pass over.
Did I lie?
Nah, you didn't. But
all right,
boy, you ain't. Boy, you ain't.
You don't want to know.
You don't. Hold up, no. Tell him what you said.
Bruh, he brought up Kobe. I said, who won the matchup? He said Kobe won that one. I said Kobe didn't play last night unless he was playing with Jesus. That's what I said.
So what we talking
about? Okay. Oh, so, right.
So again, who won the matchup last night?
Phoenix won last night.
Oh,
though. All
right, then.
But it was a good matchup. Paul Jones. Who y'all got
winning this? Who y'all got winning that series?
Phoenix gonna win that thing. CP ain't back.
I got okay. You gotta give me your games though. Give me what you got.
4-2.
4-2.
4-2. 6. So you got
Phoenix 6.
I got.
So they don't know Kawhi coming back.
I'm gonna tell you just like this. This is a well-coached team. I like Tyronn Lue. He ain't Doc. Listen,
damn.
Shots fired.
Look up.
But he ain't Monty neither.
Monty is a good head coach.
He should have got coach of the year. They gave it to punk ass Theodore. What's his name, Theodore?
Hold on. You just can't say
New York Knicks.
Hold on. Time out. You just can't say he get coach of the year when he got three good players over there. Chris Paul went to the All-Star game and Devin Booker.
They didn't vote Devin Booker in. He went because somebody got hurt.
Trust me, from now on, he ain't got to worry about that. He going.
Right.
From now on, he proving himself. He going.
They won't make that mistake no
ain't
more.
Ain't no more that he need to be in. He good. He same. Going.
That boy's good coach, though, Monty.
Yeah, he good coach.
He good.
I'm just going to be real with y'all. I think Paul George ran out of great performances.
Well, he played last night. We talking about he had 36 last night. Yeah, 36, and old boy had 40.
Nobody was helping him.
How many times he done did that though?
He did it past 3-4 games.
All right, like I just said, I think he done ran out of great performances. Cause in order for them to pull out this series, he gonna have to do that plus.
Yeah, bro. He's showing
he can do it.
He ain't gonna beat him though.
He didn't win.
He's gonna help.
He gonna have a good game.
I'm telling you, I don't think he
got help. He got Jackson, but that's the only thing he got.
That's what I'm saying. I need okay. He got another score. Listen, you already missing 30 points a game.
We got Maine though.
Yeah,
you missing 30.
That Maine boy coming alive.
Who
Maine?
He ain't shown my last game.
Man,
Terrence Mann.
He was like 3-for-6.
He ain't shoot the ball like talking about. Yeah, he had like 6 points.
He was 3-for-6.
That ain't enough shooting. You got to shoot more than that. He got to really shoot the ball again. In order for them to win his series, that man going to have to shoot. He's a starter now.
So who you got, Chad?
Paul Jones shooting the ball 30 times.
I got Phoenix at 7.
Seven.
You think it's going all the way to seven?
It's going to seven. You did all that shit and talking on seven.
I'm just finna be real with you. I wouldn't be surprised if these Clippers get their ass swept.
I got negative. I'll put money on it.
I got Phoenix in 6, but I was leaning towards 7, but
they ain't gonna be no 7. Now with CP come back. It's only going 7. Kawhi come back.
And that's the only reason
Kawhi's not coming back.
If Kawhi come back, it'll go 7. And I'll change my pick. I'll change my pick.
I don't know.
I don't
think.
But they had Kawhi.
What kind of prayer this you one go seven on right now?
Oh, if he got, they if say they, he got a sprained knee.
See, that's what I'm saying. They say it's a sprained knee, but y'all say he
said
they
say
that boy. No, they say it's sprained knee now. It came back MRI. Well, said sprained knee.
Hey, living on a prayer. The boy knees bad. He ain't coming back.
If Kawhi was still playing, this would go 4-2.
But if was a fifth,
the other way.
Yeah. But if was a fifth,
you're right.
They ain't got him. They go. So from what I'm just being real is, this is what I'm finna say. If they lose this next game, they ass again swept.
They've been
2-0 in every series.
All right, that's cool. Let me put it to you like this.
Well,
if they lose this next game and Chris Paul ain't playing, when Chris Paul come back in game 3,
I agree with
they
them.
Getting their ass swept.
I got money on game 3. I got faith in Chris. Paul George.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
Hey, now if CP come back,
boy, your faith is misplaced.
But Chad, I'm gonna tell you, if CP don't play in the next game,
mm-hmm.
and the Suns win,
mm-hmm.
and CP come back in at LA,
mm-hmm.
where he had to go through all that shit,
they finna get a whole lot of shit.
They finna get a whole lot of shit.
He got a comeback with that whole lot of shit.
But this CP, you know, he's petty as hell. He probably one of the worst petty people you can ever meet.
Right.
He gonna come out there and try and kill.
He better, because if he don't, it might be curtains for him.
Well, you know you got.
What the hell are you talking about? They done already whooped their ass without him.
Yeah,
it's one game.
That's one game.
We finna see what happened in this second one, because I believe they finna do it again.
Listen, okay, there's two games. They've been doing this all year long. 2-0, they've been coming back and winning. All
right, but guess what? A key part of that coming back from 2-0. All right.
But so listen, they did it without Kawhi.
They did it two games without Kawhi.
Hold on.
Two games. You don't. Not a whole series.
You right.
Two games.
You right. But listen.
Hey, two games. That's a,
but two games, Kawhi was there for the win.
Hey, I listen. Kawhi didn't play in two of those games, and he was missing one of the clutchest games ever, Game 7, with a healthy Utah Jazz. Okay, I know Donovan Mitchell wasn't dead 100%. But besides him, everybody else was healthy, and that's a dangerous team.
That was Game 6.
And Mike Conley was back.
Yeah, all you need, you probably need your two games just to buy some time to come back.
He came back though and played.
Yeah, I know, but you know,
if Paul George
Harden came back and played,
if PG can buy him a little bit more time,
he was moving better than James.
Say, bro, if you don't go on somewhere with that Kawhi coming back stuff,
he might come back. He's sprained knee.
He's not coming back.
What kind of prayer are you living on?
If he can buy, if he can win two games, just to buy him a little bit more time to come back. They just need, he need about maybe another week. Another week to come back.
Bugs Bunny or something? He need time. He ain't got.
Exactly.
That's what he sounds like.
Hey, sprained knee. He just got a sprained knee.
Hey, he got a sprained brain. Shut the fuck up.
But on this next series on the East, who y'all got?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question.
You say y'all got the Bucks.
The Bucks, hands down.
You got Atlanta.
I got Atlanta.
You got it. Who? What the fuck? I told y'all he was suspect.
I got the Bucks in six.
He full of it. I'm gonna tell you why he full of it, because he just agreed with the Bucks with us earlier.
No, I didn't. I didn't. Check. I said Atlanta at the end. I said I got Atlanta, and you can check it. You want to bet 100?
You said you're taking a trip to Atlanta.
Right,
that too.
Oh, all right. But that would sound like to me. You damn sure ain't got no
so
Atlanta.
If you see him in Atlanta, and you want to talk, just tell him. You was wrong.
He say he got faith in Atlanta. He said Atlanta gonna win. He's a dumbass. Look here.
Nigga say Atlanta was gonna lose last series and shit.
They should have lost last series. Nah,
did it? Did they?
They should have lost.
They bought last.
Ben is a bum.
They picked them to lose in the New York series.
Now, hey, that New York series, that's a different thing. That's a different thing.
But I'm gonna tell you, Jay, like this.
Dog fighting that New York City.
Before y'all get y'all,
Atlanta got some dogs on them too.
Hold on, before y'all get y'all,
say, bro, if y'all gonna depend on Herder, go ahead with it.
Listen, if y'all, hey, before y'all get y'all point,
just I'm when say, they make stars,
I'm gonna tell you, Jay, like this, and I'm putting it out there, Jay, like this. How everybody hear me? They getting swept.
Damn.
Okay, if they get swept, blah 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 blah. If they do
but
win,
you just said Atlanta was
but if
win.
They do win, if they do beat Milwaukee, I do Giannis look
to get whooped by a fifth seed.
Hey, that don't look. I ain't gonna lie, it don't look good.
It ain't gonna happen.
It don't look good.
Can I ask you a question though?
And we can put money on.
Hold up.
You put no money on. It ain't my team.
Let me ask you this.
So why would you make that?
I just like Atlanta right now. How they been playing? They remind me of Miami last year,
man,
in the bubble.
Shut up. And what happened to them?
Boy, don't you ever do that again. Hey, we about to cut his mic off.
Hey.
I said they remind me of Miami last year.
No, they don't.
Hey.
Why they don't? They beat everybody.
Hey.
No, ain't nobody picked Miami last year in the bubble.
Hey, man, let me ask you.
Picked Miami last year. They were 15
last
year.
Why are we talking about Miami? All I want to know is, what the fuck do Atlanta have for Giannis?
That's what I want to know.
Who the fuck they had to stop Embiid?
They didn't.
And they still lost.
But that's the point. That's the point.
But here, no. Because I'm finna
got a better coach.
Fuck the coach. Who they got for Chris Middleton?
Who they have for Ben Simmons?
The fuck?
They ain't got nobody.
Middleton averaging 30 points a goddamn game that series against
right
Brooklyn.
Now?
And this boy just said Ben Simmons ain't gonna damn shoot the ball.
Four attempts, six attempts, four attempts, that Ben Simmons. Now we can run that. They had Harris too. Man, shut the fuck up. They had Steph Curry, and they had Steph Curry. They had Harris. Steph Curry had 35 points in game six.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
You talking about one game?
These niggas bringing it 24 and 24 to game seven.
You talking about two games? These niggas bringing it night in, night out. They bringing it night. If you think the damn Bucks ain't got no shooters, you full of
man. Drew Holiday was a shell himself. I don't know who the hell.
Drew Holiday ain't no shooter. He should have been attacking the basket. He shot the ball.
He shot horrible in that series. Horrible.
I guarantee you one thing. I bet
and
you.
Middleton, shut up. Middleton would act like a little bitch too until his game three and four came.
I'm just finna be real with you.
He didn't do shit the first three games.
I'm just finna be real with you though. If you say that Ben was clamping Trey up at the end of the game, the fuck you think Drew gonna do to him when they put him over there all game?
And don't you say Drew ain't
so
no...
Drew better than that damn Ben Simmons in defense now?
No.
All right then. So I ain't worried about him.
Is Drew not first team
upper echelon defensive player?
Huh?
Is he not first team defense?
Drew. Was he first team?
Is he not an upper level defensive player?
He's second team. Him and Giannis.
He's still on the defense team though.
But again, man. But again,
Ice Trey had 34 points. Must be some good ass defense.
So who else coming with Ice Trey?
My question is,
who was guarding it?
Who else coming with Ice Trey had last night? Who else coming with Ice Trey?
What he shot?
That's all I want to know.
5 by 20.
Who else coming with Ice Trey?
Nobody.
That's why I say if you expect Herder, if you expect Herder to be that dude to come with Ice Trey every game, hey, you in some trouble.
I'm gonna tell you just like this, and I'm gonna tell you, I want you to hear me now. If you think Trae Young shoot like that against the Bucks, and you think that they're gonna win, you full of shit.
Facts.
Cause Giannis ain't letting up.
It's gonna be a fighty series, man. It's gonna be a fighty series.
I don't think Chris Middleton.
Hey, motherfucker thought they was gonna lose last series. Shit, motherfucker calling for a sweep. Get them brooms out. Shit, motherfucker win 7 games.
Phoenix in 6, and I got Milwaukee in 6.
Who you got winning the championship now?
Milwaukee.
I got Phoenix in 7. And I got Giannis.
So you think they gonna beat Phoenix? They can beat Phoenix.
I got Milwaukee and beat Phoenix.
I got Phoenix and Milwaukee at 4.
Dang. You said who?
Who would make vacuum cleaners?
So you said, Milwaukee beat Phoenix?
I said the Clippers getting swept, and I said Atlanta getting swept. Do you want me to say it again?
All right, check this out. If Kawhi was a miracle comeback,
sweet man,
for winning.
Why is you selling these people dreams?
You is selling dreams.
We don't know we don't know. He ain't say he's out for the postseason. Did you see something from Bleacher Report to say he's out for the season?
Or as my elderly people would say, you selling these wolf tickets out here, boy.
I believe it. I believe it when I see it on Bleacher Report.
With Atlanta, you damn show selling. Hey. You gonna see.
I promise. If they put one leg out there last night, he can come back on one leg.
Let me ask you a question.
If Jane Hart can be out there on one leg, he can be out there on one leg.
What's the difference, dog?
No. He's not.
Which one worse?
Was Kawhi on the sideline?
A knee.
Hey.
Which one hard to play on, though?
Hey. A knee.
Hey.
I know we talking about.
Are you sure? Was
Kawhi on the sideline?
A hammy, that's shit.
Okay, you try to bend.
You can't move.
You can't bend.
Shit, beautiful.
Was Kawhi on the sideline in game one?
I should not
miss. Was Kawhi on the sideline in game one?
I didn't see him.
You ain't see him, huh? When a player don't have a serious injury.
But he play on the road, though. He gonna be at home getting treatment. I ain't finna be on the road and then got to get treatment. I'm gonna be at my house getting treatment. Now, when we get back on the road, when we get back to game three, see me in game three. But till then, we're gonna take these two.
If he ain't there at game two,
not game two, game three.
No,
I'm expecting him to come back in game three or four.
If he ain't on the bench in game two, ain't playing.
He's not gonna be in Phoenix. He's not in Phoenix. He is at home. He's in LA getting treatment, just like LeBron would. You didn't see LeBron in the away game. He's at home getting treatment. We're talking about that bummy ankle. When he first got hurt, he was at home treatment. Not on the road. Not get on that fucking plane.
You said LeBron and AD on the bench.
Yeah, don't towards the end of the treatment. Not when he first got hot. When he first got hurt.
I don't know how you expect somebody to have a knee sprain that fast to be ready to roll.
They ain't tell you what grade the sprain was.
That's what I'm saying. Like
what level do you expect him to be at? Because again, we was just talking about this with James Harden.
You gotta be at some level, but goddamn,
you gotta have your legs up under you.
If you on the court with the dude, you're gonna get the dude confident. Just like KD and James Harden gave him confidence.
Who James Harden gave confidence?
I was about to say KD don't need no confidence.
But KD
didn't do shit in game four.
KD wanna punch the shit out of James Harden right now.
When they didn't play at all. James Harden didn't play in game four. He came in 5 and 6.
Yeah, hold up.
He only played 3 games.
Didn't they win game? That game?
No, he got hurt. It was like 102-80 something.
Man,
they got blow out the door.
The Bucks won the last 2 games.
They won. No,
they split it.
They split
the last two.
And they split it.
Who split the last two?
The Bucks
and Brooklyn.
KD scored 48 and 49 in game 6.
He tried to get 50, missed the free throw. Then he scored 48.
Hold on, Chad.
When they play
Chad,
What they play game five?
I'm looking at the score.
Hold on,
man.
Chat.
What they play chat. Game five?
The, like, the next, yep. Hold on. The Nets won the first two, right?
I'm looking at it.
The yep. Nets won right. two.
One,
then
one
the Bucks won two.
Right.
And then it went.
Game five. Who won?
I'm looking at it right now.
He looking
who
at it.
Who won game five? Talk to me, James. Make a sense.
Ain't that when KD? Ain't that when KD
he
ripped their ass up?
17.
Yeah.
Going.
Yeah. He
five,
won that one. Then they won the next two.
What are you talking about? I ain't talking about. I'm talking about game six and seven. What are you talking about?
That's splitting the last two games. What are we talking about?
I'm talking about the book. They split it.
They didn't split shit. They did. All right,
moving on. So.
Are you getting where I'm coming from?
Literacy is not that boy's strong point.
Get it right now.
Let's do this right here.
KD scored 49 in game five. They didn't win ever since then. After he scored that 49, they didn't win. The Bucks won the last two. They was down 3-2. It makes plenty sense. How they gonna split?
All right, so let's do this. Let's do this.
That's him. You listening to him.
Let's do this. So, because I think
it's the same person.
That's a Westbrook level.
That's everybody, ain't it?
Yeah,
we didn't cover Westbrook level. Fuck
Bucks
Westbrook.
Won game
I'm not
six.
Talking about that. Man, I'm talking about these goddamn playoff teams. We done covered everybody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So who meet in the finals?
Bucks Phoenix. And the Suns.
Bucks and Suns.
Atlanta and Phoenix.
Get off my podcast.
Did this motherfucker say Atlanta going to the finals?
Yeah.
He's gonna be the only one. They finna get swept. They don't even know.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be the Bucks, and I think it's gonna be Phoenix.
Everybody getting so overhyped by what's going on. They just like everybody got overhyped by the Bucks this year. Cause if it wasn't for them people getting hurt, they wouldn't have won that series. I'm just keeping it real, and I'm a Giannis fan.
Yeah, that's a tight look. That's a tight one right there. That's tight.
So I'm gonna tell you just like this: the Atlanta ain't proven. If they win this series,
hey, we
they
don't
got
know.
A lot of listen to me. They got a lot of respect for me if they win this series, but it ain't happening. They ain't winning the game.
If stupid ass Jeannie Buff would have kept the team together last year,
man,
they would have beat goddamn all these motherfuckers.
Why are we talking about this?
Why are we talking about Jeannie?
Because she want to trade these motherfuckers. They want to pay them.
Shut up.
Trade it.
Shut up.
Rondo ain't got down to White House.
Shut up.
And Danny Green.
Hold on. Trade? You a Lakers fan?
No. Right,
shut up.
Yes, she is.
I'm a LeBron fan.
So
what?
Time out.
Whoa. Time out. Hold up. Wait the fucking minute. What?
Hey, he been a LeBron fan.
I've been a LeBron fan. I just don't agree with LeBron fans.
What?
But I am a LeBron fan.
So you don't agree with yourself? That sounds about right. Shut up.
Dick sucking ass.
These motherfuckers going overboard though.
Motherfucker, your brain is overboard. All right, so let's do this right here.
Shit, man.
Let's do this right here.
If I'm buying your shoes, that means I'm a fan.
Man, shut
so you're a Jordan fan?
I don't buy Jordans.
You ain't never bought no Jordans in your life?
Never. Never.
All right, cool. Fuck him. Let's do this right here.
Well, your swag ain't up the pot anyway.
Nah, shit.
I don't need swag to have no shoes on my feet.
Oh, my yes, God. You do.
What Ooh. In the fuck are we talking about?
All right, what you saying, Jay?
Pull up. Oh.
Pull up to the crib. Yeah, pull up.
With some pies on. Yeah. Some Sega wings. Shit.
Man, I wear these slippers and still pull up. Yeah.
I got Ben Simmons on right now. I need to take these bitches
you
off.
You married, man.
That's why your ass ain't getting none of these shots you were taking on that podcast.
See what I got on
all
my
your
feet.
Points missed.
Got these shoes on.
You talking about shots. I need a shot.
Take these motherfuckers off now.
Cool. Right here. So, do we agree that this will be the lowest rated finals ever?
Yeah, it's crazy, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I don't know.
No LeBron, no KD.
Yeah, it's
going no AD.
It's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt.
You got Greek and Devin Booker.
You know what? Know what this is gonna do to the NBA? NBA gonna be like, you know what? We probably should have pushed this starting this season back a little bit. We probably should have pushed it back.
Right. They gonna get it all right. Yeah,
they gonna get motherfuckers healthy this go round.
Yeah,
don't worry about
you got
it.
Dog
it might
right.
be it might be lower.
And then once the season all week, guess what, fellas?
We're starting out. What 94?
94 my ass.
1994? Nigga.
Football season, nigga.
Might be the worst since 1994, man.
And it's gonna be some hot shit. I got a lot of topics.
They try to start early again. Them boys gonna strike.
The Knicks versus the damn Houston Rockets.
Knicks versus who?
Houston Rockets, 94.
That might be the worst next episode. One
since. Nah, I thought New York versus the Spurs, that 50 game season.
Oh, that lockout.
Yeah.
That was a low
rated one.
Yeah, that too.
Hey, this will be the lowest rated finals since before they started televising the finals.
Damn,
I'm telling. Hey, if Atlanta get in that thing though, they might boost the ratings up.
The fuck? If Atlanta get in, that's gonna be worse.
Ain't nobody watching.
Giannis
that shit.
Gonna get some people to watch it. If Atlanta in there, ain't nobody watching that thing, man.
I mean, I just trade a game. He good and all, but goddamn,
man, stop rubbing yourself. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I trade.
Do it, huh?
I trade.
I'm cold. That boy over there shivering.
You're a Trae Young fan, aren't you?
I like Trae. He cold.
Trigger Trae.
But you won't go see him
ain't
play?
Trae songs?
No, I ain't gonna see him play.
Yeah, it is.
You said Trae songs?
And Trigger
Trae. Trigger Trae. I was like, Trigger Trae. Trae songs?
Oh. I ain't Trigger gay?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't listen to Trae Songz. Somebody
had said that he was gay.
I don't listen to Trae Songz?
You don't listen to R&B?
You don't listen to R&B? Wait,
how you married and don't listen to R&B?
What?
So you don't listen to Al Green?
Hey,
I don't listen to the new R&B.
You don't listen to Mike? You don't listen to Earth, Wind & Fire?
I don't listen to the 2010. I'm a 90s guy. I'm a 90s guy. I ain't with that 2K bullshit. I'm a boys man. No, okay. Drew Hill. I'm a 90s.
I ain't with none of that 2010 bullshit. I don't listen to none of that pretty Ricky bullshit.
I ain't with no pretty Ricky bullshit. I'm with that silk. I like that suit that meet me in my bedroom. I'm on that shit.
Talk to him.
Next podcast.
Let's go ahead and get ready to wrap this up because we starting to get way out of bounds right now. Let's go ahead and get ready to wrap this up.
90s versus 2000s, huh?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk about it.
We can do that.
Let's talk about it.
No,
JV?
No?
Yeah, he agree.
Come on, let's go.
I'm cool with it.
Because
we're going to bust your ass out.
I'm cool with it.
So I started hitting 90s on y'all, 80-90 move.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see. We don't want no 90s move.
What?
We don't want no 90s moves.
Freak me, baby.
What the fuck are you doing? It's
1990 moves.
Oh, we just like
say,
that.
Bro, pull the plug.
And it's raining
dog.
Outside.
Pull the plug, dog.
It is kind of stormy.
Jay, pull the plug. It's time to go. Them boy losing their mind.
That means we got to get right.
Pull the plug.
It raining outside?
It was earlier.
It's just raining. You know what they
You know what they like to do
pull
in the rain.
The plug,
I'm about to go home now.
Pull the plug, Jay.
What you gonna do? Set a candle, set a move for yourself?
Somebody.
Ooh, don't do that, boy. Like that. Don't do that.
Hey, or get the laptop.
What a laptop. I'm gonna get it. On that note, we done covered the playoffs. I can't really call it a short episode.
Nah, it wasn't short.
We did about our normal time. So, I had something clever to say, but it slipped my mind. This has been another installment of
More Than Sports.
Get active.
Let's go.